Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is Spring Training Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, live from Camelback Ranch, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Bassett.
I thought Dodger Talk was going to be a lot longer tonight. Seven-inning game. Went a little bit late, so we're with you until the top of the hour. If you want to call in, 866-987-2570. The Dodgers and Reds tie tonight 4-4 in a seven-inning game. The Dodgers are now 2-0-2 in spring training. They will play the Cubs tomorrow night, actually. That'll be the third night game in as many nights for the Dodgers here in spring training, and Jimmy Nelson will be making the start for the Dodgers tomorrow night. On Friday afternoon, our next broadcast here on AM 570 LA Sports, we will have Clayton Kershaw's first spring training start of the Cactus League, and that will be against the Kansas City Royals at Surprise Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 with first pitch at 12:05. I thought tonight was an exciting night if you're a Dodger fan, because it just shows you how much talent they have in this organization. Yeah, we got to see Chris Taylor for the first time after a stiff neck kept him out of the previous three spring training games. Yeah, Muncy, Turner, Will Smith, Beatty were all in there, but to see guys like Gavin Lux, Zach McKinstry, two young players that the Dodgers are definitely going to be leaning on this season, Lux especially, for them to continue a solid spring start is encouraging for the Dodgers and reassuring in a lot of ways, considering they lost Jock Peterson and Kike Hernandez. But also, we got to see Omar Estevez. He flew out in the seventh inning. He's a right-handed young bat that hit 52 doubles in single A a couple of years ago. He's been waiting for an opportunity. He might get one during the regular season. And we got to see Bobby Miller, who is one of the young arms here in camp that the Dodgers drafted recently out of Louisville College. And I've only heard great things about Bobby Miller. The Dodgers are very high on this young right-hander who is hitting 96 to 100. He threw six pitches, only two were strikes. So you can appreciate that maybe he was a little overamped for his first professional outing, to say the least. That came in the fourth inning. So Bobby Miller was the Dodgers' first round pick in last year's draft. Being a college pitcher, he's more advanced than most. He's only 21. He's going to turn 22 in April. So that was exciting for me to be able to see Bobby Miller in person. And he didn't disappoint. So not much you could evaluate as far as his first outing, but if you were going to do it, you would say the guy throws hard. He's got some mound presence as well. Those are the two things that stuck out to me. He hit a batter, which I'm sure did not feel good for that red player, since it was 96 miles an hour straight in the back. But then he was able to induce a double play ball to get out of the inning and only throw six pitches in that fourth inning. So that was encouraging as well. So that was a good night for the Dodgers as far as young players go. For the Dodgers, they have a lot of good things working for them. No team is perfect, but, you know, talking to Andrew Friedman really briefly here at Camelback Ranch, he's really excited about this pitching core the Dodgers have. And he was so excited, he said this might be the deepest and best group of arms he has ever had in one single camp. And you look at the Dodgers starting five, let's start with the first four, the obvious ones. Kershaw, Buehler, Bauer, Julio Urias, who pitched tonight two scoreless innings in his first outing in camp. He really came of age. Only one inning for Julio tonight. And then you have David Price, you have Dustin May, and you have Tony Gonsolin. And speaking of Dustin May, a lot of people are continually wondering or assuming that he's going to be this Nolan Ryan type of strikeout pitcher. That's not who he is. He hasn't shown the ability to strike out that many hitters. He's a ground ball inducing pitcher with those bowling ball pitches below the knees. So until he can show otherwise, I don't see it happening for him, but he's still going to be effective. The good news for the Dodgers is they have a lot of good pitchers. Besides Gonsolin and May, you got Josiah Gray, who still has to prove some things, but if the Dodgers are in desperate need of another starting pitcher, Josiah Gray is another option. So the Dodgers are very, very excited about the prospects for this year and years to come when it comes to their pitching staff. A few other pitchers that you may care about that pitched tonight, Corey Knebel, Dennis Santana, and Scott Alexander all pitched tonight. How about Tim Fedorovich? Remember him? He was under the Ned Colletti regime. He went to a few different teams, kind of a journeyman, and the Dodgers extended a non-roster invite to him, and he comes up with a two-run double with two outs in the sixth inning, and we thought that was going to give the Dodgers the 4-2 win, but unfortunately, Landon Knack could not get out of that seventh inning without having some damage done, including a two-out walk and then giving up a two-out, two-run home run to Delvey Grien. So it was not a great outing for Landon Knack, but that spring training, like I said, the most important part was some of these young players getting some exposure and also showing out that they can be part of this team. 866-987-2570. We're going to take a quick time out here. We're taking you to the top of the hour on this abbreviated edition of Dodger Talk after the Dodgers and Reds play to a 4-4 tie in seven innings at Camelback Ranch. Don't go anywhere. More Dodger Talk is around the corner.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Be anywhere, at any time, and you can hear past episodes of Dodger Talk.
All of those things.
Search AM 570 on the iHeartRadio app.
We're streaming online.
We stream every game, too.
Come find me.
Back to Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports.
Oh, yeah, a little Hall & Oates after a 4-4 spring training tie. I like that. David Basset live at Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. I can't go for that 4-4 ties. Actually, I don't really care about scores in spring training. I really don't. I wish I could try to sell you on the results of tonight, but I really don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters what you see from the players that are going to be counted on, and I feel like we saw something tonight again, like we have seen in the previous three spring training games, and that Zach McKinstry being a real good player and a guy that the Dodgers may break camp with because of his versatility. He's showing that he can have quality at-bats. And another big part of what I have seen in the two games that he has started is Gavin Lux. Gavin Lux is a huge part of this puzzle for the Dodgers. Last year, the Dodgers got not much offense out of their second baseman. It was not a great position for the Dodgers last year between Muncy's slow regular season start. Chris Taylor probably was the best second baseman out there offensively. Kike was moving all around. He never really anchored at second base. So Gavin Lux, in a lot of ways, is a big part of this Dodger team and the way they put this team together. They had opportunities to sign a guy like DJ LeMahieu that could play second and third. They chose not to. They chose to wait for Justin Turner. There were opportunities to trade Gavin Lux in the offseason and also in the previous two off seasons, and Andrew Friedman decided not to go that route because he believed in a young player. And that's the one thing Andrew Friedman has shown, is his patience and belief in his young players, the good ones at least. So I feel like he has a pretty good track record in evaluating his young talent, considering the players he has traded away for significant pieces like Manny Machado, Yu Darvish, to name a few, have never really materialized to be anybody that great. So I feel like him holding on to Gavin Lux, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. And from what we've seen from Gavin Lux so far in spring training, he's a completely different guy than what we saw in summer camp. And even the guy that we saw in spring training a year ago at this time, his swing looks a lot more, it looks a lot less complicated than it did last year. And he's been working with Rob Van Soyak at Dodger Stadium, the assistant hitting coach. He's been taking ground balls with Dino Ebel since November at Dodger Stadium. So he really took this opportunity seriously. And as a professional, he knew this was going to be his year to have a real big opportunity to play. The Dodgers are going to give him a huge runway to see whether or not he can stick. And the one thing we've seen from Andrew Friedman as well is a lot of patience with players that a lot of other people would have cut the cord on. Jock Peterson's a great example. 2017 was an abysmal year for Jock and Kike. So many people thought they should have sent both of those guys down. So many people thought they should have traded Jock Peterson. And what does he do? He goes down to the minor leagues. He works to get better. After a month, he gets recalled. And the rest is history. Jocktober. And from there, he never looked back. He was a 30-home run guy. He hit 36 home runs in 2019, his biggest home run output. Last year, he had big hits for the Dodgers in the postseason. So I feel like Gavin Lux is going to be in that category. And it's not going to be a platoon situation. The Dodgers are a big believer that Lux can hit righties and lefties. So if you're thinking about a Taylor-Lux strict platoon, that's not going to happen. Gavin Lux is going to get everyday at-bats at second base to start the season. And if he continues to have at-bats the way he's having them in spring training, he's not going to relinquish that spot. Now, the defense and the throwing at second base still remains to be seen. He has to prove it. There's no secret about it that he has had the yips. He's had throwing problems, mental throwing problems from second base. And I was actually watching him earlier this afternoon on Field 1 take some ground balls at shortstop where he played tonight. And the one thing I noticed is the same thing that would happen to Steve Sachs. The more he would sit and watch the ball take 10 bounces to him, the greater chance there was that he was going to overthrow first base. And the same thing was happening earlier this afternoon. Lux sitting back, watching the ball come to him. Those were the throws that were inaccurate and wild. But the ones that were two hoppers, bang, bang, he made the throws. And he was turning double plays perfectly. So that tells me he's got to be aggressive on those ground balls, because the more he waits on it, the greater chance there is for an errant throw. But by all accounts, Gavin Lux really is starting to come of age. And I actually interviewed him the day before yesterday on the pregame show. And if you want to hear that interview, you can hear the confidence in his voice and just everything that took place during the offseason to have a complete reset and be the player the Dodgers envisioned a couple of years ago. You could podcast the Lux interview on the iHeartRadio app or by going to am570lasports.com. And also, this afternoon, Max Muncy was our pregame guest, and you could podcast that as well or see the Zoom video at am570lasports.com or on the iHeartRadio app. The Dodgers and Reds tonight tie 4-4 in seven innings. I guess the Dodgers, well, I shouldn't say I guess, they are undefeated, 2-0-2 on the season. Julio Urias threw 27 pitches in the first inning. The home plate umpire tonight was really squeezing Dodger pitchers, so Dave Roberts even said that a few moments ago after the game to reporters that he felt like Julio was getting squeezed. Scott Alexander got squeezed as well when he was in there, so I guess it's spring training for the umpires as well. All right, before we say goodnight, I guess I should report this somewhat breaking news. Evan Drellich of The Athletic is reporting that the universal DH and expanded playoffs are dead issues for 2021. Hello? We're in the middle of spring training. You can't just all of a sudden change roster sizes and roster positions. So I thought it was a dead issue when spring training started. I guess only in baseball would there still be a crack open for Major League Baseball to tell teams in the National League, oh, by the way, yeah, you have to fill a DH spot. That would make no sense after a full offseason of telling guys, no, there's no DH, don't plan for that. And this is all leading up to, I don't want to say Armageddon between Major League Baseball and the Players Association after the season, but it is going to be a head-to-head showdown as far as negotiations go, because expanded playoffs are probably the only bargaining leverage chip the players have that the owners would want them to concede. The players gave away everything really badly in the last agreement, and they're going to try to even the playing fields a little bit so teams like the Seattle Mariners can't tank on purpose. Anyway, no DH, no expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball this year. Put that to rest. Our next broadcast will be Friday afternoon. Our coverage begins at 11:30. First pitch at 12:05 from Surprise Stadium. The Dodgers will be taking on the Royals, and Clayton Kershaw will be making his first spring start this year. Tomorrow, the Dodgers are back here at Camelback Ranch, and they will be taking on the Cubs. Jimmy Nelson will be starting that game, and you can watch it on Sportsnet LA. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald and Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Tim Neverett and Ned Coletti back at the Sportsnet LA studios broadcasting the simulcast. Rick Monday will be making his broadcast 2021 debut tomorrow, and you'll hear him on Friday as well. So it will be great to hear Rick's voice. I feel like when you hear Rick's voice, that's the official start of baseball. So we'll do that the next couple of nights, and we won't look back. Once again, the final score tonight at Camelback Ranch Stadium. The Dodgers and Reds tie 4-4. Have a great night. See ya.